Episode 4.
I stress out there to the people to find ourselves a local shop or technician that they trust and believe in.
Welcome, aftermarketers. Prepare to learn just one thing from today's episode and take action on your journey to remarkable results. Hello, everyone. Carm Capriotto. This week is part 3, episode 4, the final part, with the partnership team from Dynamic Automotive, Jose Bueso, Lee Foreman, and Dwayne Myers. This MSO group was selected top 10 automotive shop in 2014 from MotorAge. They are extremely involved in their communities and are giving back to the industry by being involved with the Auto Care Association and serving on the education committee with CCPN, that's the Car Care Professional Network. This was such a great interview, it was split up into 3 parts. You're listening to the final segment, part 3. Let me say that Jose, Lee, and Dwayne didn't hold back, spoke from their hearts, and shared some great wisdom. There's a lot to hear, so enjoy. Their shops are in Libertytown, Newmarket, and Urbana, Maryland, and occasionally you'll hear some shop noise, and that's the sound of business going on. Don't miss a minute. Do you do any video on your website?
Yes, we do. We have some videos. Jose is a great actor. He's been in quite a few, but we've done some where one of them was over here in Liberty Town. They replaced a battery in a Prius. Another one we did like a coolant flush. I did one myself at our car show last year on telematics. And then we have our own site, YouTube site, and then we have links going back and forth between our Facebook page and between our website to our YouTube channel so people can watch them. And I believe our Prius battery video, how many hits did that have?
That's had thousands and thousands of hits. And as a matter of fact, this shop gets phone calls from across the country. And just yesterday, we got a phone call from a technician in Costa Rica wanting to know how to service and repair a Prius battery. The technician that put that video on at my location, his name is Todd Zimmerman, and he's incredibly articulate on video, explains things to a T, does a very, very fine job presenting, and he's gotten all kinds of hits. This is a YouTube video, and we put out a couple of them, and they're doing very,
very well.
It's
amazing how that works, huh?
Yes, it blows my mind.
So let me ask you a quick question, because I'm sure our listeners want to know. What did you use, just a smartphone, or what kind of camera?
No, we're fortunate to have a relationship with a gentleman who is the founder of Frederick.com, and this gentleman, Craig Shipp, is an avid video maker,
videographer,
if you will, and he puts... Yes, videographer, that's the word. And he does this all year long up here in Frederick, and then he winters down in Florida and does it down there also. And he's keyed into our business, and we've been fortunate to have him produce some of these videos for us. He does this for other businesses as well, and he's part of the Google Hangout 10 Club, if you will, and that's part of the organizations that we're part of, and we take part of some of his shows on a Friday morning, and then on a Tuesday night we do the Google Hangout with Dave Serio and the You Ought to Know guys.
You guys got so much going on. When do you find time to run the business?
That's why we have good people, Carl.
I'm being tongue-in-cheek.
I wanted to interject also. Dwayne is very creative about bringing work into the location over there in Urbana. He's fostered a relationship right next door with the Exxon station. And what he's done, he's promoted our car wash. So anyone who gets a fill-up at that gas station gets a half-price car wash, I believe it is.
They get 20 cents off a gallon.
Okay, they get 20 cents off a gallon. I mean, he's very creative in regards to bringing work, revenues, people, customers into the location. So he's put these programs together, and they've been pretty much successful.
Well, that's you need to network any way you can, and for a business where cars are going to 24 hours a day, if that's the case, what a connection, Dwayne. That's excellent. Hey, did I miss anything on any kind of industry allocates or awards community that you've received in the last few years?
Carmen, this is Dwayne. You mentioned the Top Shop from 2014. We also got an award from the county government for business development and retention. They gave us an award for basically being an outstanding business, and that was nice. Actually, we've gotten letters from the Comptroller of Maryland, people in the local government for our Top Shop award win. A lot of people have reached out to us, and it's been a great
and congratulations for that.
Carmen, this is Lee. Also, the year before, we got an award from the Gazette paper as Top Shop in our area.
Wow, that's great. It was a newspaper?
That is correct. They did a thing on different, automotive and restaurants.
Was it a survey of their readership?
That's what they claimed, that it was a survey of their readership. Great. And that we were voted Top Shop in 2013
Excellent. Let's talk about your text, because I read in the Motor Age article that you're very focused on their ASE certifications and that they work in teams. Can you tell us about that?
Carmen, this is Dwayne. Actually, their pay is based off of accreditations with ASC. They all start out at a base pay, but they give themselves raises by taking and maintaining their ASC status. That symbol is very important to this industry, and we feel that if to be a serious professional technician, they should have those accreditations. And so we align it that their pay motivates them to keep up with them. And as far as education, we just sent four people to vision training in Kansas City, which is technical and managerial and sales training in the automotive industry. And next month, five of us are going to Auto Mechanica in Chicago.
Excellent.
And then five or six are going to head out to Vegas in November for Apex and SEMA. A lot of training. I consider training like fertilizer for a farmer. If you prepare them properly and give them what they need to grow, they're only going to be great. So it's important, and that's something Leadership 2.0 helped me learn as well, is the more training they get, the better they're going to do for us. So it's worth the
Thanks.
Expense.
Back to your text. I also read that they are tracked by proficiency, efficiency, and productivity.
Correct, yes. It's something that we established. This is Jose, Carm. We established that about 15, 20 years ago and have been keeping track of that ever since. It's a redundant system, and we're always looking at
Is it hard to do?
No,
it's not hard to do. You set it up, you set it in place, and it's just a matter of punching in data every week.
Carm, this is Dwayne. One thing you find out over time is numbers don't lie. And when you look at your patterns and what's been going on, by the numbers where your issues are, where you're doing great and what you got to work on. That way you can maintain instead of waiting for it to break and then react to it. We want to be proactive instead of reactive.
That's a great philosophy. Fix it before it breaks, right? So where do you guys see yourselves in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, I hope that we can cultivate more locations and grow this business to a larger level. If we stay within our formula and we clone ourselves and our people, I think it'll be successful.
Is that really critical, the cloning yourselves, or do you need to take on another partner to have a fourth location?
That remains to be seen, Carm. This is Lee. Because we found out, me and Jose started the business, just the two of us. And we had good people working for us, and by far none better than was Dwayne. There came a point with the new location, it was such a demand that we were actually robbing from our original two locations, and they started to struggle, and they struggled a lot, and so we were almost throwing them to the wolves to make the new location successful. And at about that time, Dwayne and us started talking, and he interest in becoming a partner. And since Dwayne had been one of the few employees that we've ever known to show leadership quality and ownership quality, perfect timing for everybody. And so he bought into the business, and now he's a great asset to the company. And it would be difficult for us at that level not to have had an owner now at each location. It's what helped made us successful. So it's going to be kind of some growing pains if we move on to that fourth location to see how
so
that
Dwayne,
out.
My question to you, since you walked away from Leadership 2.0 with a renewed sense of leadership, would that be the key in not taking on a partner, but taking on a quality manager of a location, and doing a better job of leadership than having to have dilute the ownership?
Karma, actually, I agree with you. We have some extraordinary personnel, and they're part of the team. I always tell them I give them all the credit and I take half the blame. We have some people that do show these leadership qualities, and we enable them, we empower them to run a location, and they know our philosophies and our beliefs, and they stick to that. But we give them a lot of liberty to try things and do things that they think is a good idea, because the thing that makes us strong is our differences. Well, if we take in some of their differences, we're still getting stronger that way also.
It sure seems to me you guys got a winning formula for growth. So where do you see the industry in the next 3 to 5 years? What changes do you think?
Well, I want to say there's going to be less DIY. And I say that because the cars are getting so sophisticated. Just changing oil in a new BMW, it doesn't have a dipstick car. There are so many things that are getting more complex and all. I think the do-it-yourselfer is going to slowly dwindle down. But I also believe that there'll be more consolidations. These big companies, with like Advance buying out Carquest and Worldpac. Advance is digging into the wholesale market because I think they also see the writing on the wall with the DIY. They need to have a wider umbrella so they get
Thank
the wholesale
you.
Market.
How about Lee? Jose, what do you think?
Well, the technical ability of the car is certainly changing along with the industry to maintain that. The challenge is really going to be to keep your technicians up to speed and in the right training. And the one thing we've learned to do when we first started out, we were running along great. Nothing was changing. Everything was just status quo. And then all of a sudden one day things like, what's going on here? Something's not right. We realized that as the industry changes, if you don't keep up with that industry, you're going to fall by the wayside and you're going to become one of those has-beens instead of the person at the forefront. So changing definitely with the environment and keeping up with the industry.
Lee, does that mean technical training and equipment?
Oh, by far.
That would be the number one and number two issues.
By far. I see that in the next 5 years only because of the complexity of the car.
Jose, how about you?
I agree with Lee. I think you've just got to stay on top of it, and that's the name of this game. It always has been since we've entered into this industry, especially working for the dealerships, working for the manufacturers. You expect to change every 6 months, technically, every year. And you look forward to that, and it was always a challenge, and that's part of the fun of being involved with this business. Seeing the parts, the aftermarket change also, that industry and what it's going through, the buyouts, the mergers, that's something that you've got to keep your finger on the pulse of also, because that directly affects your buying of parts, your pricing, sure, etc. Cars are much more sophisticated, and they're going to become even more sophisticated. We're looking at cars that eventually will be driving themselves. Electric cars will probably become, or hybrids will become a norm eventually. So there are going to be differences in the way you service these vehicles, and And that's all part of the challenge, and that makes it interesting for all of us.
Thank you. The next question that it just seems like the perfect next question, because you were talking about the car dealers, and Lee, both you and Jose came from the dealership network just before you started your business. Is the car dealer, here's my question, is the car dealer a big threat to your current business?
Well, this is Lee, and actually, I think they consider us a big threat, because a lot of car dealerships and some of the meetings and all, we've, like when we were out at SEMA and Apex this fall, there were some of the classes, and it was talking about the car industry. Like, if you're a Ford dealership, now all of a sudden you're working on Asian and you're working on all these other makes and models, because you're no longer able to sustain your service department off your make and model. We already have the forefront on that. So I think we've actually got to step up on them in that respect.
Anyone else want to comment?
Well, Carm, this is Dwayne. The one thing I'll say is, you know, a lot of people want to say, you know, we're the dealership alternative. Well, I think we're better than the dealership. I think our service and all is a step above. The dealers are now trying to compete with us because we have a market that works. And, you know, they've struggled in car sales and they've struggled in warranties. And also now they're trying to do the service work that we do and we perform. But I think we're better. So they got to do some catching up to us first.
Jose.
I think that the dealership is a very strong competitor, a healthy competitor to the independent shops. I think that we feed off of each other. It's a pretty good relationship in that respect. We're two very strong dancers in the same market here. I think that we, as independents, are much more versatile in a lot of regards to the dealerships. I think that the dealership entity had fallen off of its game, I'd say about 10 years ago, when they paid more attention to the front end of their shop sales than they did the back end of the shop. When Lee and I were working in the dealerships in the late 60s, 70s, the back end of the shop, the service department, was really the forefront and how you generated business and customers. And I think that they lost their way and they forgot their formula. I think that they're probably eventually getting back to that focus, where the back end of their business is of more importance than the front end of their business. But here again, comparing them to us, I do think we offer a whole lot more in regards to personality, integrity, certainly much more trustworthy. We're more in touch with customers. Customers are much more comfortable dealing with us than them, by far, hands down.
No doubt you can tell based on all that you've said here in the last hour. Customers become friends, and that's a great, great culture that probably is difficult to repeat at the local dealership. Well, listen, Dwayne, Jose, Lee, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your generous time, all the expertise and experience you have shared. I know the automotive aftermarket listeners thank you. With my thank yous going out to you, I'm going to give each of you the last word. Give our listeners one parting piece of wisdom or words to live by from each of you.
Carm, this is Dwayne. The best thing I could tell people is just to stay with the fight, never give up. Even when you think it's a failure, you know, use it as a learning tool and move forward.
Carm, Mrs. Lee, I stress out there to the people to find ourselves a local shopper technician that they trust and believe in, and let him give you the best advice he can to keep your family safe and on the road, and just enjoy your automobile and enjoy life and carry on, because it's too short.
Hello, Carm. This is Jose. I echo that sentiment that Lee just told us. Definitely find yourself a decent tech, somebody who's honest and true, and enjoy your car, be safe out there on the highway, and just keep plugging away.
Well, thank you so much. I know, with no pun intended, you have an incredibly dynamic business.
Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Carm.
It's been a pleasure talking with you and your customers.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.